I shook a box of dog biscuits. The sound never failed to produce the skittering noise of toenails on wood floors, and always resulted in my puppy hurling his whole body, from his long flapping ears to his short stump of a tail, straight at me. Shake-a, shake-a, shake-a! Ace! Nothing. Don't panic, I told myself. But how could I not? I'd spent my entire 11 years trying to get a dog, and now, poof, I'd lost him. In the hall closet, I found a jumble of boots, but no sign of my spaniel mix's small, freckled snout. Calling his name, I wandered through the house, opening doors, looking under furniture, and glancing outside in hopes of seeing a furry brown and white streak race past. Through the kitchen window, I could see my mom raking leaves. It was only the second week in October, but already it seemed like everyone was talking about snow and trying to predict when the first flakes would fall. I waved frantically to get her attention, which resulted in her making the "just a sec" sign, patting the air with one of her gloved hands. The car was gone, so I figured my dad was out at the store getting more salt or sand or other snow-busting materials. This being our family's first winter in Vermont, my parents weren't taking any chances. Could Dad have taken my puppy with him? No way. Ace had had too many accidents in the car for that to happen. I had already checked every possible spot upstairs, and I was starting to feel pinpricks of worry. It was strange enough waking up and not finding Ace standing over me, chewing his beloved squeaky toy banana, which I won for him at the Champlain Valley Fair, inches from my nose. But it was truly bizarre not to find him in any of his next favorite spots, on my little brother Sam's bed, or on my parents' bed, or in the sunny spot on the bath mat. Ace's own dog bed was empty, but that was no surprise. He seemed to view the fuzzy green rectangle as his mortal enemy, so his only contact with it was full-on attack mode, shaking it from side to side until I tried to take it away, at which point the game would change to keep away. There was no way to explain it. My puppy was just plain gone. The front door opened, and my mom blew in with a loud, "Wow, it's nippy out there." She stomped her boots on the mat and stripped her gloves off. "Mom, have you seen Ace?" I asked her.
"Ace the dog or Ace the grandpa?" she asked.
I held up the box of dog biscuits.
"Right," said my mom. "Ace the dog."
I never would have named Ace Ace if I'd realized this would be the standard response to the question. The thing is, when I got Ace the dog, my grandpa, who is, yes, also called Ace, claimed he was going to retire the name. According to him, the nickname Ace represented his old self, the loud, kvetchy, tell-you-what-to-do-y guy he left behind when he had a heart attack and almost died. The plan was that Ace the dog would be the only Ace. Ace the grandpa would be just plain grandpa. Unfortunately, with Ace the grandpa around, things don't usually go as planned.
"I haven't seen Ace the dog yet this morning," said my mom. "Come to think of it, I haven't seen either Ace."
There was one place left to check. Ace the grandpa's room, a no-dogs-allowed zone if ever there was one. Ace's door was shut, so it seemed unlikely, but I needed to rule it out. Cautiously, I knocked. "Grandpa?" I said, cringing in anticipation of Ace's booming, "Wah!" But it didn't come. This was starting to feel like an old episode of The Twilight Zone, Ace's second favorite show after Star Trek. Had aliens come in the night and taken both Aces? I pushed the thought out of my mind and knocked again, louder this time. "Ace?" I tried. Bupkis, as Ace would say. No response. Ace the grandpa was probably sleeping. That is, I hoped he was sleeping. Ever since his heart attack, I was a lot more nervous that something bad was going to happen to him. Every coughing fit that forced him to sit down made my heart race, like I was going to have a heart attack of my own. But each time he turned out to be fine, I would tell myself, "See?" Still, I couldn't seem to stop worrying in the first place. So getting no answer at Ace's door did not feel good at all. Even his usually annoying response of yelling, "Wah!" would have been reassuring. I was turning to go back to the kitchen when I heard a very soft whining noise.
"Aww!"
Now that sound I'd know anywhere. Ace! I exclaimed happily. Slowly, I turned the handle and opened the door a crack. Ew! The telltale smell hit me first. Holding my nose, I stumbled in, fumbling for the light switch, and stepped in something squishy.